Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 1-0. Swing and a ground ball through. It's over. Cody Clemens wins it with a walk-off single to right. And the Phillies beat the Rays 2-1.
Yes, Cody Clemens saves the day in the ninth inning after the blown save. And Bryce Harper not running that ball out. Bottom of the ninth. Phillies win. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio with you. The magic number on WIP presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. We can find out the numbers right now. 11 for the postseason, 12 for the NL East, and 16 for a bye to the division series. Hugh, we're getting close now to that magic
won't
number.
Be long now.
Under 10. And so the other thing to note, because the Phillies play the Mets this weekend, they got the Rays today, Rays tomorrow, day off on Thursday, then the Mets come in this weekend. Hugh, currently, the Braves are no longer in second place. The Braves are not the team.
It's the Mets.
It's the Mets. You know, we haven't discussed them much, only when it's like we're laughing at them, like the Hawk Tua thing when she threw out the first pitch.
Yeah, that was wild.
Hugh, the Mets have played really good for a really long time now, since the last time we saw them in London.
London, yeah.
And
that's when they kind of turned it around.
It wouldn't surprise me if we see the Mets in the play. Like, they couldn't regard the Phillies are going to win the division. But when the Phillies start their playoff run, I'm not going to be surprised if their first opponent is the Mets. The Mets could get in as that last spot, and then if they win the wild card series, they could play the Phillies. We might have to reacclimate ourselves with the Mets this weekend when they play them, because the Phillies will win the division, but I think the Mets could be the team we see in the playoffs.
Yeah, you're talking about 79-65. The Braves are 78-66 right
close
now. So, yeah, it's really, really tight. But, yeah, man, that would be something interesting, especially when you talk about that's the tale of two teams, because that's the – like when after we played in London, that was when we had that stretch where we didn't play so great and they kind of took off a little bit. So that's kind of weird.
Yeah, it did. Everyone kind of buried them, and they've been certainly interesting for a while. And it'll be the Phillies Mets this weekend. Magic number now at 12 to win the National League East. So it feels like this is all going to come down to the next 10 or 12 days for the Phillies.
Wire.
Mets, Brewers, Mets. That feels like the last big games we'll have, Kyle, until we get to the month of October.
And
one more stretch.
Now it's too late to IL Bryce Harper. Like we wanted to.
Right, because now it's only a few weeks left in the season. I am wondering, speaking of IL, when we'll see Alec Bohm back. That's been a weird thing, right? Alec Bohm, they said it was day-to-day. His hand hurt him on a swing. He hasn't played now in over a week. He's on the IL. And I saw a quote from Topper saying he'll be back soon, before the end of the regular season, but they don't really know exactly when.
I saw like somewhere the expectation is like mid-September, which we're getting pretty close to. So like hopefully within the next week, you'd think.
Yeah,
because mid-September will be the 15th. It's the 10th.
That would be Sunday, the mid-September. So we shall see. That's one I'm not overly concerned about, but it's just kind of like, all right, when is he coming back? Because they've downplayed the severity of it. Magic number down to 12 to win the National League. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Terrence in Springfield is up on WIP. Terrence, you win your first week in the Fantasy League?
I got it done, man. Debo Samuel held it down for me. You know, A.J. Brown held it down for me, so I had a good week.
So you're in the winner's circle with Kyle and I. Hugh not with us
and
this
I got
week.
Kyle.
Why you
got to
point
Kyle
that out?
I'm just saying, the winner's circle is over here.
Let me check and see if I got me a kicker. I didn't have a kicker.
That's not your fault.
That is my fault. I thought I had a kicker.
I got a tough game next week. I got Kyle next week. Kyle had a good little run.
I am the toughest game.
I mean, it's one week sample. I mean,
well, look, if we're not giving Jalen Hurts a pass because it's week one, then look, we got to keep the same energy. I put up the most points in week one.
And who put up the least?
we still talking about me?
I just asked a question. I didn't.
I only had like 80 points.
Ooh,
or something like that.
All right, Terrence, what are you thinking on the on Jalen?
Man, well, while I was listening, man, I was running on the treadmill, man, and I heard y'all say something about kissing a baby. If you're going to kiss the baby on any team, you better start off with the New York Giants. That is a fool of an organization.
That's like an easy clap right there, though, ain't it?
They're fools for letting Saquon go for Nathan. Nathan and this guy's over here. Think about Barkley as an animal. And you guys let him go, like, shame on you. The Giants, everything they got, especially those ugly uniforms they wore.
That was hard to watch on TV. Those things, I'm not sure it was uglier, their team horrible. Or those. Yeah, they were pretty bad. Where are you? What are you thinking on Jalen?
I'm going to start with Bryce first, man. I told Kyle, Bryce, I'm not giving him no pass because we saw him do this. This is not the first time he did this. And you're the leader of this team, Bryce. You get paid the most money. You have to set an example for these other guys. They walk how you walk. They go off your energy. So Bryce, I need to see you run out, man. You gotta run those. You hit the ball, run it out, man. Like, you never know what could turn a game. A run could turn a game. You getting out to turn a game. That we never know in the circumstances. Like Kyle was saying, that could be home field advantage on the line. You never know. So I'm not giving Bryce a pass, but I am gonna give Jalen Hurts a pass because this is only because Joe. This is week one. We got 16 more games to go.
Mm-hmm.
So here's why I'm going to give him a pass. Now, I'm not excusing. Now, I heard Chuck say he did throw into, like, quadruple coverage that one play. And I saw a still shot. They saw the still shots online. On that play, you can see Dallas Goedert leaking out in the middle wide open. So I need Jalen Hurts to correct some of those turnovers because that could be the deciding factors of the game. That could swing a game momentum either way. But I'm giving him a pass because of this. Last year when he did those mistakes, he fell apart the rest of the game. The team fell apart. But on Friday, when he did that, he flushed it away. He kept playing like he got it out of his memory. And that reminded me of the year when he went to the Super Bowl. He let it go. He didn't let that affect him. And I really liked that about Jalen. He had a good drive. And I said this the other day. He's the driver of this Ferrari. And if Jalen Hurts can take the keys and not turn the ball over, this is going to be a tough offense to stop.
Oh, almost impossible. I mean, they had, especially if, and Terrence, we appreciate it. Hugh, if they get the kind of blocking they got from Becton on Friday, we know the tackles are good. Dickerson's good. Juergens is, people think he's going to be really good. If they get that kind of protection, you have A.J., Devontae, and this kind of play from Saquon.
Yes, it's easy money.
Jalen, just don't turn the ball over.
That's it. Play within yourself, man.
We mentioned it yesterday. So they had three turnovers on Friday. They scored 34 points. They had 11 possessions on 6 of their 8 possessions. They put points on the board. If they just don't turn the ball over, Hugh, and they get 10 possessions a game, they should be at 30 or close to it every week.
And that's why I'm confident that they're going to get it together, man. Because like I said, I feel strongly that they got off schedule in that game the other day. And that's what forced them to kind of throw the ball a lot. There's going to be opportunities for Jalen to go out there and do what he did. I think slant's going to be a big part of this play. I think quick hitters. I think across the middle of the field is going to be something big. And I think Saquon is going to be something big. I just feel like last week they just got off of schedule.
Do you think teams are going to start? Do you think teams, like if you were a defender and a quarterback had turned the ball over as much as Jalen in the last year plus, would you start thinking he's going to give us one or two a game?
You would look at that and you would try to make that a pattern. Like I said, I think back to Brett Favre. And I remember Jim saying, hey, man, he going to give you one. Just keep playing. Just keep playing. Just fluster him a little bit, and he's gonna throw some interceptions. Jalen probably has a little bit of that in him now, but like I said, it's a copycat league. He has a week, like next week, for example. If he has no turnovers, got a good chance of making that go away. Real good chance of making
that go away. Well, and the tendency you'd feel better about. And the good thing from Friday was it wasn't the blitz that got him. You know, against the blitz, he was very good. On Friday night, he was one of the better quarterbacks in the league, but overall, he wasn't. I mean, he was one of the lowest rated. Actually, he was the lowest rated Pro Football Focused ranked quarterback this week in the league, which is like, wow. I mean, I wouldn't have rated him that low. Bryce Young, I thought was worse. Daniel Jones, Watson, but it shows that, you know, people are split on how he played. He had some ups, he had some downs. All right, Cowboy Jim, who joined us yesterday, got hung up on, is back. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
So Ross Tucker can say you stole one. And that's okay. But Cowboy Jim say you were lucky or anything like that, you get hung up on. So,
well, Ross is different.
No, Cowboy Jim, you told us to shut up, and then it's your turn to speak.
You did say
as
that.
As though you forgot, you know, like whose radio show you called into. A little bit disrespectful. So would you like to, Cowboy Jim, apologize to the Midday Show for your transgressions yesterday?
Hugh, will you help me with this? Come on, you were on my side. They hung up on me.
Don't try to plead with Hugh.
Call him out, Hugh.
Hugh,
are you a team guy, Hugh? or you bought?
Wow.
Bacon or bourbon, you? Which do you want?
This silence that I'm showing—that's radio silence.
It's deafening. Yeah.
Jim, I can't help you, dog. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I can't. You know, I got to ride
team
my
player. Yep.
I got to see them every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, then I apologize.
Thank you
for telling you to shut up.
Okay. Thanks, Jim.
That wasn't that hard. See, it's easy. Hey,
nice.
Hugh, you could do it to Castellanos.
That was very big of you.
I'm not apologizing to nobody.
Come on, Hugh.
Nope.
It's easy. I do it all the time. I'm sorry. I mean, I know what I'm sorry for. I'm sorry. No.
Bourbon or bacon, Hugh? Which do you want? I'll take care of you.
Well, he's got the bacon from Hatfield, so I guess
you apologize.
Bourbon.
Now move on.
All right, Jim, what do you got for us? Okay. What do you got? You got anything today?
Can we start with Kyle first and his obsession with Dak Prescott and 170 yards? What was the score in the third quarter? 27-3. What was he supposed to do? Throw for 450 yards after that?
Could have lit it up, all that money they gave him.
Why would he lit it up? It was just run the ball.
Yeah,
you know,
the game was over. We know.
I didn't say he looked bad, Jim. I'm just saying, can we not act like it was the most amazing performance ever out of Dak Prescott? Like, the man threw for 170 yards.
I didn't say it was amazing.
All right, well, just relax.
170 yards.
The Cowboys played well. Let's not go overboard, okay?
They played
extremely well.
You're just upset that Dak won't be your quarterback next year. That's all you're upset about.
I don't think anyone was even thinking about that, Jim. And Jim, we appreciate it. I mean, that's like not one soul was thinking that.
You hung up on this stuff.
Well, I just like, when did that ever come up in Philadelphia?
Never.
Like,
as it never should.
It's not even plausible. It made no sense. It's absurd. 215-592-9494. We'll keep the calls on all this going. Does Jalen get a pass for Friday night? Does Harper get a pass for last night? We got split passes over here. I'm Mr. No Pass.
He said split.
Yeah, because you guys are giving passes to one guy, but not the other.
Well,
because
Bryce is on that lip service. This season just started.
We have very valid reasoning for both. Yeah.
How about the best players in Philadelphia don't get passes for nonsense? Turnovers and not running
it's
the...
It's one week
and a full year of turnover-worthy plays. I mean,
Clean slate.
Yeah, that's you today. Your phone calls here. And our very first Kiss the Baby segment. We'll tell you how it works coming up at 1:30. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. If you're losing more and more of your hair down the shower drain each day, or your hairline is disappearing, you need to visit my friend, Dr. Rafia Precision Hair Restoration. He will personally perform the most natural-looking hair restoration using cutting-edge Artist Robotic or Neograft FUE. Newly single, have an upcoming wedding or job interview, or just want your hair back, call Dr. Rafi 215-9100. That's 215-800-9100. And get your confidence back or visit PhillyHairMD.com. That's PhillyHairMD.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
.com. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop. We're coming up at 1:30, the debut of Kiss the Baby.
Kiss the Baby.
We're going to eliminate another NFL team from contention each week. And the way it's going to work, we'll explain it at 1:30. But we each get to pick one team per week, but we can't pick the same team. So the challenge will be to wisely pick the right team each week, and hopefully they don't come back for that. That's at 1:30. Your phone calls right now on Jalen Hurts and, of course, Bryce Harper. A Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Let's see where the people are at today on both Bryce Harper and Jalen Hurts. We open with Jalen today because I'm not giving him a pass. He didn't play great on Friday night. He played okay, C grade. They won the game. As we heard from a caller last hour, he made history as the first winning quarterback in Brazil.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
It's not, but we can pretend it is. Are you giving him a pass because it was week one? Yes, at 61%. 39% said no. And are you giving Bryce Harper a pass for not hustling last night? No, at 68%. That's interesting to me, the 68% on Harper, because people are very apt to defend Bryce when he does these things.
Yeah, but it's the lip service, Joe, because it sounds like, you know, everybody always talked about, what do you call him, the pandering-in-chief? Pandering-in-chief?
Yeah.
Like, he's not living up to the expectations that he set for himself. I think that's how people look at it.
So I think there's two things on the Harper thing. It's been a few times this year that's happened. I think maybe enough is enough. People are like, I defended you in April and May, but it's September now. The other thing is, and I always think this is part of it, if you're producing at a major level, we'll let things go.
You get a pass.
Yeah, like if Bryce had hit 10 home runs the last month and he was, you know, right there with Shohei Ohtani for the MVP the way
he was early on.
Then I think people are like, leave him alone. He's the MVP of the league or close to it. He hadn't played that great over the last month. So that I think that factors in as well when people think about this stuff. Demon is up next on WIP. What's up, Demon?
Hey, fellas.
How we doing, pal?
I'm doing good. I ain't doing too good. Because I heard a lot of stuff out of my man today, and I ain't feeling it. Hugh, I ain't feeling it, man.
But what did I say?
But my boy Jalen, man, listen. No breaks up, but at the same time, I recognize his mistakes. I do recognize that. I know you watched it, Hugh. You had to watch some other games, because I watched all the games. I got the little cheat box thing.
Tell him, Demon.
Nevertheless, no other quarterback besides three dudes for the whole weekend did better than Jalen. What y'all talking about?
And what do you say to that, Hugh Douglas?
I say I agree.
Unbelievable, Hugh.
I mean, I think.
Can you believe this guy, Demon?
You have been way too hard on Jalen today.
I've been hard on
him. I apologize.
Your boy, Huff. Now, the thing about that, the floor, man, the ground, I've seen it. Everybody's slipping all over the place. So I really can't grade the D off of that, but I will say. They did a heck of a job, man, them first two quarters stopping them boys in the red zone. So I'm not complaining about nothing on defense. We only can get better in every stage on defense and offense. And the one thing I was saying, I ordered my jersey, y'all, right? Before, guess what it was?
What was it?
2-6. So the whole game, right, I'm pounding my chest. My wife said, you all right? You all right? That's what I do. I said, no, I'm telling them to give me the rock. 2-6, just give me the rock. The whole game, because he was going off.
Oh, he was awesome. That's a good jersey purchase there, Demon. You're going to get a lot of good use out of that. Demon, we appreciate the phone call. Finally, someone puts you in your place for being too down on Jalen.
You know
today.
What? You lucky I got Demon off the phone, because I didn't know he was married, but I was going to ask him, has he ever been accused of not listening? Like, at any point in his relationship, has he ever been accused of not listening?
Finally, someone heard the show correctly today. And that's Hugh being way too hard on Jalen.
Like, listen, that's why it's funny, because I had a couple people say, hey, you know, when they tweet or whatever, hey, man, I don't take what I say personally. I said I don't, because I know for the most part, most times, folks aren't really listening to what's being said. They just want to be reactionary.
Well, I mean, again, someone had to put you in your place.
No,
at some
I appreciate
point.
It. Damon, I appreciate
Can't
you putting
believe
me in my
today.
Place.
It's unreal. Not, as I sit here trying to defend that Jalen Hurts performance, and you go the other way.
Yeah, that's how it happens. I'm guilty by association.
Well, that's true. We all are.
Yeah, we definitely are.
Especially just as a station at WIP.
Like definitely.
You say something, it's my fault, or someone else says something.
You say it, whatever. So it's like, wait a minute, I didn't even say that.
It doesn't matter. Don't worry about that.
You work there. You work at that godforsaken place.
You're one of them. Crazy people. Josh in Wilmington. What's up, Josh?
Yo, Joey C and Golden C, what's up?
Hey, Josh.
Joey G, Golden C, I messed that up, but I've been waiting for it. Now, listen, Bryce Harper, when he came up to bat last night, I'm like, you know what? I got a really good feeling about what he's going to do, right? The minute he hit the ball, I was out of the recliner. Like, yeah, baby. And then it hits the wall. And then I hear both Tom McCarthy and John Kruk go, man, he's just not running. He's not. And I'm like, this guy is killing me. Like, you're the leader. You're the guy. You bust it down the line. You do. And I had a flashback to Jimmy Rollins while sitting there watching it. You know, like, come on, dude. We're in the hunt here. We're trying to separate ourselves. We're trying. You're like, it's unacceptable. And I don't have venom for Bryce Harper until now, because it's something little every couple days, and then he mopes, and then blah blah blah. Dude, start playing. Get a little bit of that heart that you used to have in the middle of your chest, and start playing. You want to win a World Series this year? Well, then guess what? You hustle down the line and you freaking start being the leader that we need you to be, and stop being old mopey dopey Bryce, because nobody cares anymore, brother. We're over it. It's done. I don't care if you haven't hit a home run. How about put the ball in play and leg a damn single out? All right. I got it off my chest.
Good. Well, that's a good rant. That's a real good rant. All right, Josh, what do you get on Jalen? What do you got for us there?
Now, Jalen, I mentioned it yesterday, boys, right? Like, come on. He is going to 100% find the legs underneath him, right? He's going to find those legs underneath him. And, you know, he'll adapt, and he will assume the leadership position that we all want him to. Because guess what? I got to tell you, and something that I didn't mention yesterday, is that it kind of looks like he's having a bit of fun up there. You know what I mean? Kind of looks like he's starting to understand that, you know, he's no longer the college guy, right? He's assuming a bit more maturity as it pertains to being an NFL quarterback. And, you know, I listen to OG all the time.
That's where you went wrong.
The guy up, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, no, listen, I'm not agreeing with everything he says, but...
Well, neither are we.
You know, let's just say I give him a pass. He gets a pass, and he might even get the more than just this week as a pass, too, right? I mean, nobody's perfect. Yet, like I said yesterday, it's going to be hard to not be perfect with the stable that he's got, especially 2-6, would you can hand that ball off to him. And Ross Tucker said it perfectly earlier, because this is the first thing that I thought of when I was watching him. Man, does he look as good as he did when he was at Penn State?
It looks like he's rejuvenated. And then, you know, this happened when McCaffrey, and Josh, we appreciate it. McCaffrey got to the Niners, and this is, some people brought this comparison up this offseason. He looked rejuvenated after some down years in Carolina with a bad team. It does, sometimes it happens. Now, how long it can last with a seventh-year running back, I don't know. I mean, can he play like this for 3 years? Probably not. Can he do it for this year? Maybe.
That's all you worry about.
Yeah,
let's
live in the moment.
Take it for what it is for right now.
Yeah, and on Friday, he looked like a star-level player. And that's the point on Jalen. Like, I'm not asking Jalen to be Superman. I actually want less Superman and just more, just don't turn the football over.
Yeah, just be more, like, it's just a negative connotation, but game manager.
It's game become manager. A negative connotation. It doesn't have to be.
No, but it's like, you know, because you talk about, like, for the last couple of years, when you talk about Jalen, oh, well, you know, anybody can play in that offense. I think Jalen, if he plays within himself and let the game come to him as opposed to him forcing it, I think he's going to get everything that he wants, MVP, get the accolades that he won at the quarterback spot. Because like you said earlier, and I was one of those guys, Joe, I felt like early in his career, Tom Brady was a game manager.
He was. He was.
And when I remember when I said it, like the host that I was on with that day blew a gasket. And he was like, what are you talking about? But I was like, dude, he's a game manager. And as I progressed and he got better, I was like, I got to rescind that.
Yeah,
that
he
comment.
Changed.
I rescind that.
Yeah,
he
became a great quarterback.
I didn't apologize though, but I rescind that.
You shouldn't apologize, but you were right on that. He was. You go back to some of those games they won early in the playoffs and Super Bowls, he would complete 13, 14 passes.
Yeah.
He was at that point.
Yeah.
The standard should just be, is that performance good enough for the Eagles to win consistently and win at a high level consistently, like win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
On Friday, that wasn't.
No.
Like, no mistake about it. I'm
and
not
there's
saying
nothing
that
wrong
was.
With saying that.
Right.
Nothing wrong with saying that.
It's just for me, like, I'm willing to at least give them some grace and say new system, new center. You know, things were sloppy for a lot of teams in week one. So I will, hair trigger. If it happens again next week, I might come in here a little bit differently.
Yeah. He throw a couple picks next week.
But he gets a week one.
We going to go ahead and take the governor off. We taking the governor off. We're going to go ahead and let that thing breathe. It's going down.
Yeah, speaking of the school analogies, you guys are dropping the bad test score. Like the first one, that doesn't count. We'll start with the second one.
We're grading on the curve. But
yeah,
boy, you come out there and we see some of the same mistakes. Oh, we about to let you have it. Cacao, both barrels.
$250 million and we're grading on a curve.
Well, no,
now?
Hold on. No, I like it because you know what your professor would do in college? If everyone got an F, or like a bad grade, then he's like, okay.
Scrap it.
Well, yeah. So, like, you watch the rest of the league. Week one was pretty sloppy all the way around. There were very few perfect quarterback performances. So just because one kid in the grade or in the class got 100 on the test and the rest of them got, you know, C's, D's, F's, you might have to reconsider how you grade a little bit.
All right. Listen, you guys can have that perspective. Hopefully on Monday.
You sound unconvinced.
I am unconvinced because the kid was a C student last year, too. Let's be better than this.
I
expect more. I actually think all the excuses for Jalen, it's secretly people don't believe in him, who think, this is fine. No, I believe
him. That's a little bit of a spin, though.
No, well, people are...
you secretly don't believe in him?
Yeah, if you believe in him, you expect more.
I mean, I believe in him. I know he can do better. Yeah, I know he can do better.
No, I think it's the other way around. You're the one with deep-seated doubt about Jalen Hurts.
Yeah,
so you're saying
that's what it
this falls
like.
More in line with what your thinking is, where we're saying, I think Jalen's better than this. Let's give him some time to show it.
Yeah. I think he's better than this, too, and I'm starting to get frustrated that he's not showing it because the evidence is piling up the other way, which leads to my doubt.
Clean slate.
Clean slate, Kyle. All right, let's get to it. New segment called Kiss the Baby. We do this now every week on Tuesdays, but we're going to eliminate another team across the NFL. So let's set up how we're going to do this. So the goal here is to see if we could perfectly guess the playoffs as we go through the season. So basically, each week, each of us will eliminate another team for playoff contention. By the time we get to the end of the season, the idea would be to eliminate all the teams that don't make the playoffs, and everyone we haven't touched on, well, they should be the 14 teams that have made the NFL playoffs. Here's the catch, though. We each pick a team each week. We cannot all pick the same team.
Okay.
So let's just say, for example, today, and I'm not going to actually pick this team, but let's just say I decide I'm picking the Buccaneers today. That's not my team.
Tampa Bay.
Then you guys couldn't pick Tampa Bay. Now, they they won, and they won their division last year. I'm not going to pick them. But that's the idea. We'll go in order, and we'll change the order each week to keep it fair. So today I'll go first. Hugh will go second. Kyle will go third. Switch it up. Kyle, Hugh will go first next week, and so on.
We don't want to keep giving you the first pick.
No, that wouldn't be fair. All right, because I have the first pick this week.
You're going to the go-tos?
I'm going to the easy one. I'm taking the simple one. It's over in Carolina. It was over before the season began. The Carolina Panthers. People think the Saints stink. A lot of people do. The Saints put up 47 points and scored on 9 straight possessions.
Yeah.
Bryce Young is about as big as me and maybe as good as me right now. Their season is over before it started. I am eliminating the Carolina Panthers from playoff contention. Kiss the baby.
Their season really ended in like 5 minutes.
Oh, it's so sad. It's so over. Hugh, who are you eliminating?
This one might cause a little bit of controversy.
Oh,
my goodness, I love
taking a chance.
I mean, because I feel like I was probably a year premature in making this prediction, but I feel like this year is the year I'm going to be spot. I think Kyle knows where I'm going with this one.
I do.
I'm going to be spot on this year, and I'm going to get a little bit of backlash on this.
Oh yeah, you will.
I'm going to get a whole lot, but I don't care. Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins.
They did win on Sunday.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
You know, listen, I double checked that. And then Tyreek Hill did have one hell of a game after being arrested.
So
I'm choosing down this hill while you're over there laughing.
In fairness to you, there is some strategy to picking a team that's sort of out of the box earlier on. It's like the survivor pool. Like, you want to save the easy ones for later in the season.
Sure, yeah.
So, like, Hugh can save the Panthers for later on down the road. Now, it's going to hinge on whether or not he's right about the Dolphins. That'll be very big for his game here. But I respect the move of taking a team that won.
So actually, Hugh, I think the Dolphins could miss the playoffs too. It's just you using them in week one.
Yeah. I just, you know what I'm saying? I got to get it out the way early. You know what I mean?
I am also going to pick a team that won.
Oh.
In week one.
Yeah.
However, I'm going to beat the team, or take the team that I think beat maybe the worst team in football, and that's the Minnesota Vikings. I think their season is over.
Cooked.
They don't have a quarterback. Sam Darnold, they're in a tougher division with Green Bay and Detroit. I am not seeing any path for the Minnesota Vikings to make the playoffs.
And you know what the weird thing about the first week of the season is? Somebody won the New England Patriots. That's probably going to be garbage all year long. Like, seriously. Somebody won that's going to be garbage.
And I'm saving my easier ones for later.
Yeah, me too.
So you're right about that. It happens every year. Someone won that's garbage, and someone lost that's going to be really good.
Yeah.
I mean,
probably Cincinnati.
That game probably will be inverted by the end of the
year. Cincinnati usually starts slow.
Yeah.
Even with Joe Burrow.
Wish I thought about that before my Survivor pick on Sunday. I took the Bengals, and they screwed me. When their tight end fumbled into the end zone when he had a touchdown,
that's when I just
said it's over.
Didn't feel right.
Lost that one. Out.
It's a tough week one for Bill Belichick, too.
It was, yeah. They won without him. All right, so kiss the baby week one. I go with the easy layup, Carolina. Hugh goes Miami. No, it's fun though. Especially the guys with like a 5-0 start. They're like,
yeah, and people are going to be like, you're an idiot. Hey, man, it ain't the first time I've been called that.
It's not as crazy as when you said it last year.
Right, when they were like 5-0. I think the progression of things here is Hugh said they would miss the playoffs last year. Now they're going to miss it again in week one. By next year, you're going to have them with the number one overall pick. It's the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
This is coming from Hugh's Jets fandom, I think.
This is once a Jet, always a Jet. He hates the Dolphins.
And because they beat his Jags.
That was the first game out the gate, man. When I ever played against the Miami Dolphins, they ran all up and down the field.
Dan Marino?
Oh, my God. He ran all up and down the field. First game ever as a professional.
He's had it out for the Dolphins ever since.
Yeah, I'm hating. Hate.
How quickly in the game against Marino did you know you were screwed?
Oh,
really?
Like, ooh, you almost made me cough. The first couple passes, he was like, wait a minute, this guy's how old? With these badass knees just sitting back there carving up this defense, and I'm just looking like, damn.
What was more demoralizing, that or watching Barry Sanders go for 2,000 on him?
But man, I tell you, because that was the first game I played in, Barry was different, man. Like being on the field with Barry and just to see him move, he was unreal. But Dan was unreal, too. Because it's like you're seeing two of the best at the time, even though Dad didn't win anything or Barry. Just like, you know, you see talented people. But when you see somebody whose talent is just head and shoulders
different,
above everybody else's. Like Dan Marino was throwing to a spot and people would run across and catch the ball. Like he was just precision. And Barry was just, man, once he was there, then he was gone. And when he took off, you wouldn't do nothing but wasting energy because he was gone.
Well, speaking of wasted energy, my favorite scene in Run, Barry, Run is when you're chasing Barry Sanders. He's in the end zone. There's 99 Douglas. His hips 30 yards away.
Yeah. Wasn't going to catch. No, because I think that was the time when I was like, you know what? The hell you running for? You ain't going to catch him.
He's gone.
Out of all the people that's running after him, you are not going to be one of the ones that catch him. So it's like you're wasting your energy, bro.
Little did you know, a documentary on that play 30 years later. All right, Henry is in Middleton. Hey, Henry.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
What's good, Henry. On? What's up, buddy?
Man, I'm a little frustrated. Friday, I can't give Jalen this pass this week.
Okay.
Tell us why, Henry. Tell us why.
I tell you what. Until Jalen stops jumping up, you know, he's running out of the pocket too early for me. And then he always runs to the right. Now, these guys they're looking at, he's going to the right, or the receiver's still going back to the left. He ain't got nowhere to go. Then he ain't looking for Dallas Goedert. He's not looking for the new guy. I don't even know if they got a pass.
Dotson, I think he might maybe one target. He didn't catch a pass though.
That's what I'm saying. Because you look at the boy in California out there at San Francisco. I don't think he's better than Jalen. To me, I don't think he's not. You know,
by Purdy.
More athletic.
By Purdy.
But the thing about Purdy is he get that ball off to all his receivers, his halfback, and you know, he ain't holding the ball. Jalen look like he's looking for our two main guys. And that's why I think he's getting in trouble. Instead of, okay, let me sit in the pocket a minute. I don't have them two. I need to go down here to see Goddard or my man, the other guy. That's what he need to start doing, because it's the same thing as last year. You know, this is what I done seen out this first game, the same thing I have from last season, the last seven games. So he need to check, you know, he need to learn to sit in the pocket a little longer for me. That's what I'm looking at.
Well, I think they try to do that too. Yeah, and Henry, it's a good phone call. I mean, this was brought up earlier. He doesn't, you know, he's not quite running as well as he did in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I do wonder on some of these interceptions too, because, you know, we talked about how his interceptions have gone up the last 2 years. He didn't do it early in his career.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if part of it is he doesn't run as well, so he's throwing in spots where he used to just run it. You know what I mean? Like, in the past, he maybe it was a tight window, and he's like, nah, I'm going to run for a first down. And now he's like, well, maybe I'll just throw it. And that becomes the interception. Like, maybe he's not really a worse decision maker. Maybe his game has changed, and he's got to evolve around his game changing.
Well, his game is changing, and he's taking more chances with the football. I think that, you know, the year that he went to the Super Bowl, I think his attempt was like 20 to 25 attempts a game.
Per game, and now it's gone up way a lot.
Yes,
yeah.
So with him, he's taking more chances with the football, and he just has to be better. I think this is a process for Jalen, to be totally honest. Because when I look at him, I feel like he's a better quarterback when you take out the negative stuff. But he needs to clean up the negative stuff. Like I made that analogy this morning, he's culling outside the lines a little bit. He needs to get inside the lines just a little bit more, and I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, so to put in perspective what you were just saying there, like, obviously more attempts, you're going to have more chances for interceptions. It's just the math on it.
Mm-hmm.
But his first 3 years, his interception percentage, that means like the percentage of passes he throws, how often he gets picked off, 1.8%. That was his first 3 years in the NFL. Obviously, 2 years as a starter, and then the end of his first year, he started for four games. 1.8% his first 3 years. Last year, and then if you combine this game, this first game of the season, his interception percentage has jumped to 3. So it's almost doubled in the last year. I mean, that's what they got to get under control again. Back midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop. We're coming up at 1:30, the debut of Kiss the Baby.
Kiss the Baby.
We're going to eliminate another NFL team from contention each week. And the way it's going to work, we'll explain it at 1:30. But we each get to pick one team per week, but we can't pick the same team. So the challenge will be to wisely pick the right team each week, and hopefully they don't come back for that. That's at 1:30. Your phone calls right now on Jalen Hurts and, of course, Bryce Harper. A Twitter questions sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Let's see where the people are at today on both Bryce Harper and Jalen Hurts. We open with Jalen today because I'm not giving him a pass. He didn't play great on Friday night. He played okay, C grade. They won the game. As we heard from a caller last hour, he made history as the first winning quarterback in Brazil.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
It's not, but we can pretend it is. Are you giving him a pass because it was week one? Yes, at 61%. 39% said no. And are you giving Bryce Harper a pass for not hustling last night? No, at 68%. That's interesting to me, the 68% on Harper, because people are very apt to defend Bryce when he does these things.
Yeah, but it's the lip service, Joe, because it sounds like, you know, everybody always talked about, what do you call him, the panderer in chief?
Yeah.
He's not living up to the expectations that he set for himself. I mean, I think that's how people look at it.
So I think there's two things on the Harper thing. It's been a few times this year that's happened. I think maybe enough is enough. People are like, you know, I defended you in April and May, but it's September now. The other thing is, and I always think this is part of it, if you're producing at a major level, we'll let things go.
You get a pass.
Yeah, like if Bryce had hit 10 home runs the last month and he was, you know, right there with Shohei Ohtani for the MVP the way he was early on. Then I think people are like, leave him alone. He's the MVP of the league or close to it. He hadn't played that great over the last month. So that, I think that factors in as well when people think about this stuff. Demon is up next on WIP. What's up, Demon?
Hey, fellas.
How we doing, pal?
I'm doing good. I ain't doing too good. Because I heard a lot of stuff out of my man today, and I ain't feeling it. Hugh, I ain't feeling it, man.
But what did I say?
But my boy Jalen, man, listen. No breaks up, but at the same time, I recognize his mistakes. I do recognize that.
Dude,
but
he got us mixed up.
I know you watched it, Hugh.
You had to watch some other games because I watched all the games. I got the little cheat box thing.
Tell him, Demon.
Nevertheless, no other quarterback besides three dudes for the whole weekend did better than Jalen. What y'all talking about?
And what do you say to that, Hugh Douglas?
I say I agree.
Unbelievable, Hugh.
I mean, I think.
Can you believe this guy, Demon?
You have been way too hard on Jalen today.
I apologize.
Your boy, Huff. Now, the thing about that, the floor, man, the ground, I've seen it. Everybody's slipping all over the place. So I really can't grade the D off of that, but I will say they did a heck of a job, man, on first two quarters stopping them boys in the red zone. So I'm not complaining about nothing on defense. We only can get better in every stage on defense and offense. And the one thing I was saying, I ordered my jersey, y'all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before, guess what it was?
What was it?
2-6. So the whole game, right, I'm pounding my chest. My wife said, you all right? You all right? That's what I do. I said, no. I'm telling them to give me the rock. 2-6, just give me the rock. The whole game. Because he was going off.
Oh, he was awesome. That's a good jersey purchase there, Demon. You're going to get a lot of good use out of that. Demon, we appreciate the phone call. Finally, someone puts you in your place for being too down on Jalen.
You know
today.
What? You lucky I got Demon off the phone because I didn't know he was married, but I was going to ask him, has he ever been accused of not listening? Like, at any point in his relationship, has he ever been accused of not listening?
I just finally someone heard the show correctly today. And that's Hugh being way too hard
on
Jalen.
Like, listen, that's why it's funny because I had a couple people say, hey, you know, when they tweet or whatever, hey, man, I don't take what I say personally. I said I don't because I know for the most part, most times folks aren't really listening to what's being said. They just want to be reactionary.
Well, I mean, again, someone had to put you in your place.
No,
at some
I appreciate
point.
It. Damon, I appreciate
Can't
you putting me in my
today.
Place.
It's unreal. Not, as I sit here trying to defend that Jalen Hurts performance, and you go the other way.
Yeah, that's how it happens. I'm guilty by association.
Well, that's true. We all are.
Yeah, we definitely are. Yeah,
especially just as a station at WIP.
Like definitely.
You say something, it's my fault, or someone else says something.
You say it, whatever. So it's like, wait a minute, I didn't even say that.
Doesn't matter. Don't worry about that.
You work there. You work at that godforsaken
place.
You're
one of them. Crazy people. Josh in Wilmington. What's up, Josh?
Yo, Joey C in Golden C. What's up?
Hey, Josh.
Joey G Golden C. I messed that up, but I've been waiting for it. Now, listen, Bryce Harper, when he came up to bat last night, I'm like, you know what? I got a really good feeling about what he's going to do, right? The minute he hit the ball, I was out of the recliner. Like, yeah, baby. And then it hits the wall. And then I hear both Tom McCarthy and John Kruk go, man, he's just not running. He's not. And I'm like, this guy is killing me. Like, you're the leader. You're the guy. You bust it down the line. You do. And I had a flashback to Jimmy Rollins while sitting there watching it. You know, like, come on, dude. We're in the hunt here. We're trying to separate ourselves. We're trying. You're like, it's unacceptable. And I don't have venom for Bryce Harper until now because it's something little every couple days. And then he mopes and then blah, blah, blah. Dude, start playing. Get a little bit of that heart that you used to have in the middle of your chest and start playing. You want to win a World Series this year? Well, then guess what? You hustle down the line and you freaking start being the leader that we need you to be and stop being old mopey dopey Bryce because nobody cares anymore, brother. We're over it. It's done. I don't care if you haven't hit a home run. How about put the ball in play and leg a damn single out? All right. I got it off my chest.
Good. Well, that's a good rant. That's a real good rant. All right, Josh, what do you get on Jalen? What do you got for us there?
Now, Jalen, I mentioned it yesterday, boys, right? Like, come on. He is going to 100% find the legs underneath him, right? He's going to find those legs underneath him. And, you know, he'll adapt and he will assume the leadership position that we all want him to. Because guess what? I got to tell you, and something that I didn't mention yesterday, is that it kind of looks like he's having a bit of fun up there. You know what I mean? Kind of looks like he's starting to understand that, you know, he's no longer the college guy, right? He's assuming a bit more maturity as it pertains to being an NFL quarterback.
And, you know, I listen to OG all the time.
That's where you went wrong.
Blow the guy up, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, no, listen, I'm not agreeing with everything he says. But,
well, neither are we.
You know, let's just say I give him a pass. He gets a pass, and he might even get the, more than just this week as a pass too, right? I mean, nobody's perfect. Yet, like I said yesterday, it's going to be hard to not be perfect with the stable that he's got, especially 2-6, where you can hand that ball off to him. And Ross Tucker said it perfectly earlier, because this is the first thing that I thought of when I was watching him. Man, does he look as good as he did when he was at Penn State?
It looks like he's rejuvenated. And this happened when McCaffrey, and Josh, we appreciate you, McCaffrey got to the Niners, and this is, some people brought this comparison up this offseason. He looked rejuvenated after some down years in Carolina with a bad team. It does, sometimes it happens. Now, how long it can last with a seventh-year running back, I don't know. I mean, can he play like this for 3 years? Probably not. Can he do it for this year? Maybe.
That's all you worry about.
Yeah,
let's
live in the moment.
Take it for what it is for right now.
Yeah, and on Friday, he looked like a star-level player. And that's the point on Jalen. Like, I'm not asking Jalen to be Superman. I actually want less Superman and just more, just don't turn the football over.
Yeah, just be more, like, it's just a negative connotation, but game manager.
It's game become manager. A negative connotation. It doesn't have to be.
No, but it's like, you know, because you talk about, like, for the last couple of years, when you talk about Jalen, oh, well, you know, anybody can play in that offense. I think Jalen, if he plays within himself and let the game come to him as opposed to him forcing it, I think he's going to get everything that he wants, MVP, get the accolades that he won at the quarterback spot. Because like you said earlier, and I was one of those guys, Joe, I felt like early in his career, Tom Brady was a game manager.
He was. He was.
And when I remember when I said it, like the host that I was on with that day blew a gasket. And he was like, what are you talking about? But I was like, dude, he's a game manager. And as I progressed and he got better, I was like, I got to rescind that.
Yeah,
that
he
comment.
Changed.
I rescind that.
Yeah,
he
became a great quarterback.
I didn't apologize, though, but I rescind that.
You shouldn't apologize, but you were right on that. He was. You go back to some of those games they won early in the playoffs and Super Bowls, he would complete 13, 14 passes.
Yeah.
He was at that point.
Yeah.
The standard should just be, is that performance good enough for the Eagles to win consistently and win at a high level consistently, like
I agree.
The Super Bowl?
Yeah.
On Friday, that wasn't.
No.
Like, no mistake about it. There's nothing wrong with saying that. Right.
Nothing wrong with saying that.
It's just for me, like, I'm willing to at least give him some grace and say new system, new center. You know, things were sloppy for a lot of teams in week one. So I will, hair trigger. If it happens again next week, I might come in here a little bit differently.
Yeah. He throw a couple picks next week.
But he gets a week one.
We're going to go ahead and take the governor off. We're taking the governor off. We're going to go ahead and let that thing breathe. It's going down.
Yeah, speaking of the school analogies, you guys are dropping the bad test score. Like the first one, that doesn't count. We'll start with the second one.
We're grading on the curve.
Yeah,
but boy, you come out there and we see some of the same mistakes. Oh, we about to let you have it. Cacao, both barrels.
$250 million and we're grading on a curve.
Well, hold on. No, I like it because you know what your professor would do in college? If everyone got an F, or like a bad grade, then he's like, okay.
Scrap it.
Well, yeah. So, like, you watch the rest of the league. Week one was pretty sloppy all the way around. There were very few perfect quarterback performances. So just because one kid in the grade or in the class got 100 on the test and the rest of them got, you know, C's, D's, F's, you might have to reconsider how you grade a little bit.
All right. I listen, you guys can have that perspective. Hopefully on Monday.
You sound unconvinced.
I am unconvinced because the kid was a C student last year, too. Let's be better than this.
I
expect more. I actually think all the excuses for Jalen, it's secretly people don't believe in him, who think, this is fine. No, I believe
that, him. That's a little bit of a spin, though.
No, well, people are...
you secretly don't believe in him?
Yeah, if you believe in him, you expect more.
I mean, I believe in him. I know he could do better.
No, I think it's the other way around. You're the one with deep-seated doubt about Jalen Hurts.
Yeah,
so you're saying
that's what it
this falls
like.
More in line with what your thinking is, where we're saying, I think Jalen's better than this. Let's give him some time to show it.
Yeah. I think he's better than this, too, and I'm starting to get frustrated that he's not showing it because the evidence is piling up the other way, which leads to my doubt.
Clean slate.
Clean slate, Kyle. All right, let's get to it. New segment called Kiss the Baby. We do this now every week on Tuesdays. We're going to eliminate another team across the NFL. So let's set up how we're going to do this. So the goal here is to see if we could perfectly guess the playoffs as we go through the season. So basically, each week, each of us will eliminate another team for playoff contention. By the time we get to the end of the season, the idea would be to eliminate all the teams that don't make the playoffs, and everyone we haven't touched on, well, they should be the 14 teams that have made the NFL playoffs. Here's the catch, though. We each pick a team each week. We cannot all pick the same team. Okay. So let's just say, for example, today, and I'm not going to actually pick this team, but let's just say I decide I'm picking the Buccaneers today. That's not my team.
Tampa Bay.
Then you guys couldn't pick Tampa Bay. Now, they won, and they won their division last year. I'm not going to pick them. But that's the idea. We'll go in order, and we'll change the order each week to keep it fair. So today I'll go first. Hugh will go second. Kyle will go third. We'll switch it up. Kyle, Hugh will go first next week, and so on.
We don't
want
to keep giving you the first pick.
No, that wouldn't be fair. All right, because I have the first pick this week.
You're going to the go-tos?
I'm going to the easy one. I'm taking the simple one. It's over in Carolina. It was over before the season began. The Carolina Panthers. People think the Saints stink. A lot of people do. The Saints put up 47 points and scored on 9 straight possessions.
Yeah.
Bryce Young is about as big as me and maybe as good as me right now. Their season is over before it started. I am eliminating the Carolina Panthers from playoff contention. Kiss the baby.
Their season really ended in like 5 minutes.
Oh, it's so sad. It's so over. Hugh, who are you eliminating?
This one might cause a little bit of controversy.
Oh,
my goodness, I love
taking a chance.
I mean, because I feel like I was probably a year premature in making this prediction, but I feel like this year is the year I'm going to be spot. I think Kyle knows where I'm going with this one.
I do.
I'm going to be spot on this year, and I'm going to get a little bit of backlash on this.
Oh yeah,
one.
You will.
I'm going to get a whole lot, but I don't care. Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins.
They did win on Sunday.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
You know, listen, I double checked that. And then Tyreek Hill did have one hell of a game after being arrested. So I'm choosing down this hill while you're over there laughing.
In fairness to Hugh, there is some strategy to picking a team that's sort of out of the box earlier on. It's like the survivor pool. Like, you want to save the easy ones for later in the season.
Sure, yeah.
So, like, Hugh can save the Panthers for later on down the road. Now, it's going to hinge on whether or not he's right about the Dolphins. That'll be very big for his game here. But I respect the move of taking a team that won.
So actually, Hugh, I think the Dolphins could miss the playoffs too. It's just you using them in week one.
Yeah. I just, you know what I'm saying? I got to get it out the way early. You know what I mean?
I am also going to pick a team that won.
Oh.
In week one.
Yeah.
However, I'm going to beat the team or take the team that I think beat maybe the worst team in football. And that's the Minnesota Vikings. I think their season is over. They don't have a quarterback. Sam Darnold. They're in a tougher division with Green Bay and Detroit. I am not seeing any path for the Minnesota Vikings to make the playoffs.
And you know what the weird thing about the first week of the season is? Somebody won the New England Patriots. That's probably going to be garbage all year long. Like, seriously, somebody won. That's gonna be garbage.
And I'm saving my easier ones for later.
Yeah, me too.
So you're right about that. It happens every year. Someone won that's garbage, and someone lost that's gonna be really good.
Yeah.
I mean,
probably Cincinnati.
That game probably will be inverted by the end of the year.
Cincinnati usually starts slow.
Yeah.
Even with Joe Burrow.
Wish I thought about that before my survivor pick on Sunday. I took the Bengals, and they screwed me. When their tight end fumbled into the end zone when he had a touchdown,
that's when I just
said it's over.
Yeah, it didn't feel right.
Lost that one. Out.
It's a tough week one for Bill Belichick, too.
It was, yeah. They won without him. All right, so kiss the baby week one. I go with the easy layup, Carolina. Hugh goes Miami. No, it's fun, though. Especially if they got into like a 5-0 start. They're like,
yeah, and people are going to be like, you're an idiot. Hey, man, it ain't the first time I've been called that.
It's not as crazy as when you said it last year.
Right, when they were like 5-0. Yeah. Right. I think the progression of things here is Hugh said they would miss the playoffs last year. Now they're going to miss it again in week one. By next year, you're going to have them with the number one overall pick. This is the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
This is coming from Hugh's Jets fandom, I think.
This is once a Jet, always a Jet. He hates the Dolphins.
And because they beat his Jags.
That was the first game out the gate, man. When I ever played against the Miami Dolphins, they ran all up and down the field.
With Dan Marino?
Oh, my God. He ran all up and down the field. First game ever as a professional.
He's had it out for the Dolphins ever since.
Yeah, I'm hating. Hate.
How quickly in the game against Marino did you know you were screwed?
Oh,
really?
Like, ooh, you almost made me cough. The first couple passes, he was like, wait a minute. This guy's how old? With these badass knees just sitting back there carving up this defense. And I'm just looking like, damn.
What was more demoralizing, that or watching Barry Sanders go for 2,000 on you?
Man, I tell you, because that was the first game I played in. Barry was different, man. Like being on the field with Barry and just to see him move, he was unreal. But Dan was unreal too. Because it's like you're seeing two of the best at the time, even though Dan didn't win anything or Barry. Just like, you know, you see talented people. But when you see somebody whose talent is just head and shoulders different, above everybody else's, like Dan Marino was thrown to a spot and people would run across and catch the ball. Like he was just precision. And Barry was just, man, once he was there, then he was gone. And when he took off, you weren't doing nothing but wasting energy because he was gone.
Well, speaking of wasted energy, my favorite scene in Run, Barry, Run is when you're chasing Barry Sanders. He's in the end zone. There's 99 Douglas his hips 30 yards away.
Yeah. Wouldn't go catch. No, because I think that was the time when I was like, you know what? The hell are you running for? You ain't going to catch him.
He's gone.
Out of all the people that's running after him, you are not going to be one of the ones that catch him. So it's like you're wasting your energy, bro.
Little did you know, a documentary on that play 30 years later. All right, Henry is in Middleton. Hey, Henry.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good, Henry. What's up, buddy?
Man, I'm a little frustrated. Friday, I can't give Jalen this pass this week.
Okay.
Tell us why, Henry. Tell us why.
I tell you what. Until Jalen stops jumping up, you know, he's running out of the pocket too early for me. And then he always runs to the right. Now, these guys, they're looking at it. He's going to the right, or the receiver's still going back to the left. He ain't got nowhere to go. Then he ain't looking for Dallas Goedert. He's not looking for the new guy. I don't even know if they got a pass.
Dotson, I think he might maybe one target. He didn't catch a pass though.
That's what I'm saying. Because you look at the boy in California out there in San Francisco. I don't think he's better than Jalen. To me, I don't think he's not. You know,
by Purdy,
more athletic.
By Purdy.
But the thing about Purdy is he gets that ball off to all his receivers, his halfback, and you know he ain't holding the ball. Jalen look like he's looking for our two main guys. And that's why I think he's getting in trouble. Instead of, okay, let me sit in the pocket a minute. I don't have them two. I need to go down here to see Goddard or my man, the other guy. That's what he needs to start doing because it's the same thing as last year. You know, this is what I done seen out this first game, the same thing I had from last season, the last seven games. So he need to check, you know, he need to learn to sit in the pocket a little longer for me. That's what I'm looking at.
Well, I think they try to do that too. Yeah, and Henry, it's a good phone call. I mean, this was brought up earlier. He doesn't, you know, he's not quite running as well as he did in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I do wonder on some of these interceptions too, because you know we talked about how his interceptions have gone up the last 2 years. He didn't do it early in his career.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if part of it is he doesn't run as well, so he's throwing in spots where he used to just run it. You know what I mean? Like in the past, he maybe it was a tight window, and he's like, "Nah, I'm going to run for a first down," and now he's like, "Well, maybe I'll just throw it." And that becomes the interception. Like, maybe he's not really a worse decision maker. Maybe his game has changed and he's got to evolve around his game changing.
Well, his game is changing and he's taking more chances with the football. I think that, you know, the year that he went to the Super Bowl, I think his attempt was like 20 to 25 attempts a game.
Per game. And now it's gone up way a lot.
Yes. Yeah. So with him, he's taking more chances with the football and he just has to be better. I think this is a process for Jalen, to be totally honest. Because when I look at him, I feel like he's a better quarterback when you take out the negative stuff. But he needs to clean up the negative stuff. Like I made that analogy this morning, he's culling outside the lines a little bit. He needs to get inside the lines just a little bit more, and I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, so to put in perspective what you were just saying there, like obviously more attempts, you're going to have more chances for interceptions. It's just the math on it.
Mm-hmm.
But his first 3 years, his interception percentage, that means like the percentage of passes he throws, how often he gets picked off. 1.8%. That was his first 3 years in the NFL. Obviously, 2 years as a starter, and then the end of his first year, he started for four games. 1.8% his first 3 years. Last year, and then if you combine this game, this first game of the season, his interception percentage has jumped to 3. So it's almost doubled in the last year. I mean, that's what they got to get under control again.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.